नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पुष्टाय भूतले स्मृति भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नमने नमासी सारस्वती देवी गौरवंशरिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गरधा शिवा श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। सो टुडे इज टुमारो इज पेरेंट्स डे फॉर लॉर्ड शिंगदेव, सो वी रिक्वेस्टेड टू स्पीक समथिंग ऑन लॉर्ड शिंगदेव एंड हिज पेरेंट्स डे। today is also the appearance day of Radharamanji, the deity who manifested himself from the Damodar Shalagram Srila of Gopal Bhatta Goswami in Vrindavan. One merchant came one time and he had some very nice necklaces and jewelry. So he wanted to donate to the deities, the Goswami's deities in Vrindavan. So then he approached Gopal Bhatta Goswami and said, I only have a shaligram. I can't ornament nicely. Rupa and Sanatan, they have Madan Mohan and Govindaji. So they were wearing nice, they could wear the nice necklaces, very beautiful jewelries. But he said, I only have the shaligram, small stone. I can't really utilize. Well, he was thinking, how nice you would have like a form like Govinda with nice tripangi. I could meditate on that threefold bending form. And it was this day, the day before Chaturdasi, and he was meditating on the pastime of Lord Nrisingadev. How merciful Lord Nrisingadev, he appeared from the stone pillar for his devotee Prahlad Maharaj. He's so merciful, and I'm worshipping just a stone, a shaligram shila stone shila. But he was just thinking how merciful the Lord was to appear from the stone to Prahlad Maharaj. So then the next morning when he woke up, Radharamanji had the Damodar Shalagram had manifested into Radharamanji, the most beautiful form of Krishna, complete form. It said that Madan Mohan, he has the lotus feet of Krishna. This was Parikshit Maharaj. His son, Prajanath, he was, when Parikshit Maharaj left, he divided the kingdom for different personalities. So his Krishna's great grandson, Rajraj, he said, I'll take the Mathura district. So then he started to establish deities there. So they made a deity of Krishna. And then they called Uddhava and Uttara. These were the only two living people on the planet who had seen Krishna personally. So he called them so they could look at the deity. And they said, looking what beautiful, this is Krishna's beautiful lotus feet, but the rest is not so exactly like Krishna. So then Prajanath made another deity. So again they come in to examine. And this was Govindaji. And they said, face is very good, just like Krishna, but rest not exactly like Krishna. So then he made another deity, and this became Gopinath. And they said the arms and chest, that is like Gopinath. The rest is not so much. So then there was an oracle from the sky, and it said, you cannot just manifest the form of me. I will appear whenever I like, however I like. But don't think that you can manifest any form when it's perfectly me. When I reveal myself, that's how I reveal myself. So then later on, he manifested himself from the Shalagram Shila. Radha Manju manifested himself in the Shalagram Shila. And when he manifested, well, the Goswamis were like, yes, he has the feet of Madan Mohan, he has the face of Govinda, he has the chest of, and arms of Gopinath. So here he is actually, here he is complete, Radha Ramanji. So today was his appearance. He mercifully appeared because Gopalpata was meditating on this Nrisingadev pastime, how he burst from the pillar. Madhuramandeviki? Yeah. So, Srila Prabhupada says we are worshipping Lord Nrisingadev for three reasons. One is for protection of the devotees, one is for protection of the guru, and one is for the protection of the movement. This is why we actually worship Lord Nrisingadev. And Srila Prabhupada established this worship, the chanting of the prayers of Nrisingadev. He had a picture on the altar, and we are still today chanting these prayers after every arati to Lord Nrisingadev. Namaste Narasimhaya prayers. So Prabhupada established Lord Nrisingadev as our Ishtadeva of protection. We are worshipping for protection. He's not our ultimate Ishtadeva worshipful Lord, but he's the Ishtadeva for protection. Gopinath is actually our ultimate worshipful Lord. Naham Virtuna Patina Vaishana Shudro Naham Varanya Chatva Kintu Nikila Paramanandaka Padayo Gopi. Come along, Gopi Padayo. Sorry, I forget sometimes. That's right. Anyway, Das 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 Anudas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm not identifying myself as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Sannyas, Vanapras, Sannyas. So what is your identification? I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis, Gopinath. So this is our identity as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's given us our identity. So we're identifying ourselves as servant of the servant of Gopinath, the master of the gopis. So Gopinath becomes our Ishtadeva. Govinda is the deity of Seva, the Abhideya. And Madan Mohan is the deity of Sambandha, establishing relations. So it's a progression. First we establish relationship through Madan Mohan, we render service through Govinda, and then love of God is manifested in, full love of God is manifested in Gopinath. So, so Prabhupada established the worship, and it's bona fide worship. It wasn't something that Prabhupada established, but it's actually parampara. His Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, also established Lakshmi Nrisingadev at the yog pit here. If you go there, you can see the bluish color with Lakshmi and Nrisingadev. And he established for protection because they were facing lots of difficulties at that time when they were started the Gaudiya Math here. There were many difficulties, they had to face many obstacles from the smarter brahmanas, etc. So they installed Lord Nrisingadev, and after that they said they could, all the major problems went away. We didn't have so many more problems. And so he also, Nanda Baba is worshipping Nrisingadev in Goloka. Why? For Krishna's protection. You please protect my son. So therefore it's parampara. It starts in Goloka. This is the attitude why Nanda is worshipping Nrisingadev, for protection of Krishna. So for protection of Krishna, Krishna's interests. So therefore we are worshipping Lord Nrisingadev, specifically for protect the devotees, the movement, and the guru. There, there was a pastime with this Nisringadev in Jogpit, maybe about 8, 9 years ago. And so one devotee bought Lakshmi a gold chain belt. So there was one new bhakta there, and he thought it was a nice, valuable chain, I could take that. So he actually took it from Lakshmi. And then he ran off across the fields towards the Jalangi. He was going to go over, catch the boat, and go to Godmandir that side. And but then as he was running, he looked behind him. He saw one cobra snake was coming, poisonous snake. So he's running very fast. And again, that snake was running very fast also. He kept running, and then he looked around. That snake was still coming. And he thought, I'm not going to escape from Lord Nrisimhadev. I made an offense. So then he stopped, and he gave Ashtanga Dandavat Pranam towards the snake. And the snake went. Then he went away. The snake went away. So then he went to the Godamdeep, and he gave the he went to the police station. And he gave the snake. This is the chain, the golden chain from the Lakshmi and then Chaitanya. Anyway, a little pastime is there. So Lord Nrisimhadev is he has a pastime here in Namadvip. In the Godamdeep, and the Shingapoli. It's a very ancient temple deity there of Nrisimhadev from Satyayuga. Very old. And after killing Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nrisimhadev came to Nrisimhapalli to take rest, because this was his a very dear abode of his. So he thought he'd come and take rest here. There's a story that he washed the blood of his hands here, but that's not actually bona fide. That happened in Ahobalam, where he had killed Hiranyakashipu. Then he washed his hands there, and all the water is red. They get those red stones. From that bank, all the stone went red. Some devotees were taking those stones and worshipping them. As Nrisimhadev became kind of fashionable. And then Prabhupada said, no, not necessary. He said, it's like tadiya. Tadiya means paraphernalia of the Lord. Not necessary to worship as the Lord. The Lord needs paraphernalia and all different. He said, but not necessary to worship. It's just tadiya. It's paraphernalia of the Lord from where he's passed it. But at one time it was to worship these Shilas. And then when Shaligram was introduced, lots of Nrisimha Shaligrams, and people went a little bit overboard. Also with Nrisimhadev. And they just worshipped the Nrisimha Shila, and that was it, that they would give all of their attention. But this is not the idea that we give a whole attention to Lord Nrisimhadev. He's not our ultimately lovable worship object. He's ferocious. at least for the non-devotees. But the idea is to remove the obstacles in the path of pure bhakti for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. It's not that he becomes our most worshipful Lord. It came fashionable one time. It's all Nrisimhadev, Nrisimhadev. I got my Nrisimha Shila, and whole day I'm thinking of Nrisimha and worshipping the Shila. This is not the purpose. He removes all the obstacles in the path of devotion. This is the speciality. This is stated in the Namadibhava Taranga, Mukhanotakur. Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami there, and he told him that this place here in the Shingapoli is where Lord Nrisimhadev came. He took rest here, and because he stayed for some time, all the devatas come also. They built their residences here. There were many hills, little hills there, and all the demigods, all the Brahma, Indra, Ganesh, all the big demigods, they all had their places, temples on top of the little hillocks around them. And Nityananda Prabhu was telling Jiva Goswami, now they're all, in time they've all gone. He said, only the hillocks remain. Even that's not remaining now. You don't see the hills there. But 500 years ago, there's also small hills. He said, you can see all the broken stone and everything from the old temples. But even in 500 years, now all those hills are also gone. So anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Deep Bhavataranga, he gives us the attitude of how we're approaching Lord Nrisingadev and the purpose. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is Bhavataranga, he's making the prakram alone. Some people say it's real and some people say it's a mental prakram. It's not a Deep Bhavataranga. Anyway, there's not much difference. So then, southeast of Shubhana Vihar, there is a place there known as Nrisingapuri, also known as Devapalli. Also known as Devapalli, that's all the Devatas came to live there. When will I see the beauty of this place? At this abode of Nrisingadev, I will roll on the ground in ecstatic love, begging for unalloyed love of Krishna. In my heart reside duplicity, insincerity, and desire for fame. And the six enemies, beginning with lust, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsara, and paya. That is lust, anger, intoxication, illusion, envy, and fear. So therefore I pray at the lotus feet of Lord Nrisingadev to purify my heart and give me the desire to serve Krishna. So here we are worshipping Nrisingadev. He can purify the heart of all the anathas and give you, awaken a desire to serve Krishna. Weeping, I will beg at the lotus feet of Nrisinga that I may worship Radha and Krishna in Navadvip, free from all obstacles. When will that Lord Hari, who strikes fear in fear personified, be pleased to bestow his mercy upon me? Here is another devotional attitude that he's revealing here. He's begging at the lotus feet of Nrisingadev that I may worship Radha and Krishna in Navadvip. He's not praying for Lord Nrisingadev's eternal service. He's praying for Lord Nrisingadev for eternal service to Radha and Krishna. Free from all obstacles. Lord Nrisingadev can remove all those obstacles, especially fear. Although this form of Lord Nrisingadev is terrible for the evil, he is exceedingly auspicious for the devotees, headed by Prahlad. When will he become pleased and mercifully speak to me, a worthless fool, and remove my fears? Lord Nrisingadev speaks to him. Dear child, stay here happily in Gauradham, worship Radha and Krishna, and develop attraction for the holy name. By the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles are transcended. With a purified heart, just worship Radha and Krishna, the abode of sweet nectar. So here's more instruction. Stay in Gauradham, worship Radha and Krishna. Develop attraction for the holy name. And by the mercy of my devotees, Lord Nrisingadev's not saying by my mercy. So Krishna doesn't give his mercy so easily. He gives his mercy to his devotees. It's the property of his devotees. His devotees give Krishna's mercy. So by the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles will be transcended. After speaking in this way, when will that Lord joyfully place his lotus feet upon my head? At that moment, by Lord Nrisingadev's mercy, I will exhibit symptoms of ecstatic love for Radha and Krishna. I will roll on the ground by the door of the Sringadev temple. Sringadev Bhagavan ki. So, he's giving him some mercy here. Put his lotus feet on his head. He calls him ecstatic lovers awake or welcome. But still he was saying, by the mercy of my devotees, you will actually achieve the ultimate perfection. And in the end of this book, this perfection is achieved here in Rudradeep, this island we're in. Well, that's how it is. And then ultimately, Bhaktivinoda Thakur meets Lord Shiva, Vaishnav Chataha Shambhu. Lord Shiva says, by my mercy, because he's the great devotee. Then he gives him blessing. Then he, everything is revealed to him. He sees Radha Krishna, the Rasleela, billions of gopis, and he attains his spiritual form. By the mercy of Shiva, the greatest devotee, Vaishnav devotee. We have a very instructive prayers, beautiful prayers of Prahlad Maharaj and the Sringadev. Especially instructive for preachers in ISKCON is the attitude of Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada was always speaking on these pastimes of Lord and Sringadev in Bhagavatam. I guess maybe it's the time he was writing the eighth canto, yeah. Anyway, Prabhupada would do that. Whatever he was translating at the time, he would often speak on during the Bhagavatam class. So I remember specifically here in Maipur, he would be speaking on the Lord the Sringadev's, Prahlad's prayers here. They're very glorious prayers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates with here the Gadadhar Pandit reciting the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. So one of the most notable prayers is that exhibiting the ideal Vaishnava preacher, that Prahlad says, I don't care for my own salvation. I'm not interested. I'm very much concerned. Because wherever I am, I can sit down and remember you. This is Prahlad Maharaj's remembrance of Krishna. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandana. These nine angas of bhakti, Prahlad Maharaj represents that. He always remembered Krishna in all those difficulties. Trying to kill Prahlad. We saw the action-packed drama yesterday of Prahlad and the Sringadev, very beautifully performed by the Mayapur youth. Very exciting, full of action. So, Prahlad Maharaj just remembered Krishna, that's all. He always remembered Krishna, and therefore he was saved, even from the hands of death, from the most powerful man in the universe, who was controlling the universe. He couldn't even kill him. He said, where do you get your power from, Prahlad? Prahlad said, same place you get yours. So Prahlad was completely fearless because he always remembered that he could always remember the Lord. When they threw him off the mountain in the drama, also it's in the Bhagavatam, one picture, they threw Prahlad off the mountain and then you see Krishna underneath, he caught him like that. Prabhupada said it wasn't exactly like that. In the drama also they did that. But Prabhupada said he gave him the city of Lagima. Is it? He became lighter than the lightest. So they threw him off the mountain and fell down, but then he became like a feather. Anyway, it's Krishna's potency was there. Krishna gave his potency. But Prabhupada said it wasn't exactly Krishna wasn't there, but his potency was there. Yeah, for myself, I don't care, because I can always remember your lotus feet. But I feel very sorry for all these fools and rascals who are suffering in this material world. My desire is that they also become Krishna conscious. So this is some ideal prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. We try to follow in his footsteps. The devotee is Vaishnava, he lives for others. He doesn't live for himself. We have examples, Jayapataka Maharaj. In that condition, he's simply living for others, his service. So, another famous prayer, Prabhupada would always recite the Maya Shukaya. Maya Shukaya, the happiness of Maya. Prahlad Maharaj says, everybody in this material world, everybody, without exception, is making a gigantic program for happiness. Everybody. Whatever situation you're in, you're making a program for happiness. Prahlad Maharaj says, yes, they are making a gigantic program for happiness, a happiness that will never be. They never get that ultimate happiness. But everybody's making a big, big program for it. And therefore, the program for happiness simply keeps them bound up in the cycle of birth and death. It becomes misery. The process to become happy itself becomes more miserable. So, so many beautiful prayers of Prahlad. Yeah, I do not wish to go back alone. I wish to take all of these others with me. Of course, we have Lord the Shingadev here. This is actually a self-manifested deity. This deity first manifests in the mind of one of the managers here, Bhavananda Prabhu. You may know the story. We were attacked by dacoits. They came 1 o'clock in the morning, a big band of about 30 dacoits. Dacoit is not like a thief. Thief coming silent and stealthily. Dacoits come in throwing bombs and axes, breaking the locks off the doors and breaking the... They just come in a big band. Anyway, after that incident, Bhavananda Prabhu had a dream. And he saw that the band of dacoits were attacking the temple. And then suddenly he saw Lord Nrisimhadev. He just sprang out and he started killing all the dacoits, and he was tearing that palace and putting their guts around behind. He was going ferocious. He was just killing like anything, all of these dacoits. Bhavananda woke up, he was completely amazed at this form. He said, maybe Lord Nrisimhadev, we should get a deity of Lord Nrisimhadev to help us for protection. So then he gave a description, and somebody made a drawing at Mutapa Prabhu, and then he went to South into Chennai. You got the Chennai Wallas here now. The Stapati was he consulted, and he looked at his picture. He said, this is the Stana Ugra Nrisimha. He said, this is the form of Stana Ugra Nrisimha. Nobody had never heard of it before, with the eight arms. And he said that this is the most ferocious form of Lord Nrisimhadev. There is not a more ferocious form, because here he's just burst from the stana, the pillar. He's angry. He hasn't killed Hiranyakashipu yet. He's very angry with Hiranyakashipu. He'd been wanting to kill him for a long time. He's been tolerating. Now Prahlad, now he's got Prahlad. He said, none of these methods we employ could kill you. I'll kill you myself. I have to kill you myself. Is your Lord in that pillar? Yes. At that time when he said that, Prahlad, they looked at the pillar, and Prahlad saw Lord Nrsingadev there. And Lord Nrsingadev went. He gave him a wink. He said, yes, he's in the pillar. Okay, let's see where your Lord is. If he's there, I'll kill him, then I'll kill you. So really, what's that? Then Lord Nrsingadev, wow, he burst out. Oh, he's been waiting for this time. He's been waiting, he's been tormenting Prahlad, tormenting. This is the last straw. He cannot tolerate any more of his devotees. He's just dying to kill him. So he's so angry because he hasn't killed him. So angry. So then he tears him apart after having a big battle, killing all the soldiers and Hiranyakashipu, finally killing Hiranyakashipu. Still he was roaring and ferocious and angry. So the Stapaditi said, why on earth do you want to make a deity like this for? He says, you make a deity, it's for approaching. You're going to ask for some benedictions. You have some purpose in establishing a deity. You don't establish a deity you can't approach. No one can approach this form. He's too angry. Even Lakshmi, his wife, couldn't approach. The demigods couldn't approach. So, why you want to worship a deity? You can't. What's the purpose of it? He said there was another form of this Shtana Ugra Nrsingha worship in South India. They had gorgeous worship, Hati Prikram every day, gorgeous worship. Then slowly, all the opulence withdrew. Everyone withdrew. That place is a ghost town. Nobody even goes there anymore. It's completely deserted. So nobody worships this form. Nobody will worship this form of Rupa Nrsingadev. So he said, I'll ask my guru. Anyway, he was the Shankacharya of Kanchipuram. If he gives permission, I may consider. So he asked his guru. His guru said, this one is very powerful. Don't make that deity for him. But he said, I can't make a deity. He refused to make it. So anyway, Atmatattva probably went to a few other stapatis to make the deity, but nobody would make the deity. So then he went back to the other stapati and he begged him, please, you make it, no one else will make. So then the stapati, he said, now I can make this deity for you. He said, in my dream, I dreamt that my Guru Maharaj was there and he told me that you can make the deity for ISKCON. We don't exactly know what his motivation was, but you can make the deity for ISKCON. Then he said, then I woke up in the morning and then the letter came through the box and I opened it up and it was from my Guru Maharaj. And he had written, please, you can make the deity for ISKCON. So then he agreed to make the deity. It took him a long time. He had to find the living stone. They're not ordinary stones, there's living stones. One of the symptoms, there's a little bug that eats his way all the way through the stone, a little tiny hole. But if that's there, then that's one of the symptoms of living stone. So eventually he finished the deity. And Atmatattva Prabhu went to collect the deity and the Stapati said, well, we've got a wedding going on. You come after the weekend. The deity's finished. In my shed, my workshop. But I have a wedding, so you can come after the weekend. So then on the Saturday night, Atmatattva got the phone call from the stack. He said, take your deity immediately. Come immediately and take him. He said, this is an electric electrical storm blew up and it hit the roof. Well, the roof was all made of bitchily and straw. He said, the whole hut's blazing away in flames. He said, the deity is okay, it's untouched, but everything is burning. Please come quickly. You may burn everything down. My house also. So, then eventually the deity was established here in Mayapur. And there were some pastimes almost immediately. I think he was very lively in the beginning, happy to be here in Mayapur. I don't know if it's the Shankaracharya said this or Apatapaku, but he indicated that one of the reasons why they made the deity, because he found out it was from Mayapur Dham. And he said that in the Dham, Mayapur, he said Lord Chaitanya is the predominating deity here. So whenever Krishna comes, the different avatars also come with him. So all the devas and the different avatars come to assist in the pastime of Chaitanya. He said, so they all take on the mood of the predominating deity. So in Mayapur, your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Mahapadana, he's in a mood of mercifulness and munificence, giving. He's very, very liberal. He said, so he'll take on that mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he won't be Ugra, he won't display his Ugra features. So therefore Lord Sringadeva is very special here. Very special deity. In Chennai, many places in South India, you get very famous deities of Nrisingadev, Divya Dasham, famous old temples. So many pastimes in South India, Vishnu's appearance, Nrisingadev's appearance. And they, every temple of Vishnu, they'll put Nrisingadev temple also. And he has so many great devotees that they all worship him, they all go back to Nrisinga Loka. He has a Vaikuntha planet, Nrisinga Loka. But Lord Nrisingadev actually, he prefers it here in Mayapur, even though he's receiving gorgeous worship and taking his devotees back to Vaikuntha. He prefers to be in Navadvip with his devotees here. And although generally we say we don't want to approach Krishna asking for anything. It's seems a little bit against the principles of devotional service. We're asking Krishna for something. Our mood should be complete selfless service. But anyway, we find we're asking Lord Nrisingadev for things. Remove the obstacles. Specifically removing obstacles, not so much for material benefits, but especially removing obstacles in our path of bhakti. So that's a very wonderful prayer. But any obstacle, at least you should turn to Krishna. Anything you want, you turn to Krishna. Kama shava kama. If you have no desire, if you're full of desires, then at least you turn to Krishna. So in this form of Lord Nrisingadev, then he's accepting these prayers and he's fulfilling the desires and he very much appreciates that. Why? Because when he's fulfilling the desires of the devotees, he gets a chance to assist the devotees in the Sankirtan mission. So he's very happy to be here in the Sankirtan mission and do some seva here with the original personality of Godhead. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna even. So he gets some seva from Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement with all the devatas. They want to assist it when the original personality of Godhead comes in his different pastimes. So he gets service to the Sankirtan mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sankirtan bhaktas are here also. Lord Nrisingadev is the supreme Sankirtan. he's a servant of the Sankirtan devotees. So he likes that. And as a result of that, then they get Gaur Prem, they get Krishna Prem and go back to Godhead. So therefore Lord Nrisimha is a very, very special form that he, in the form he has in Mayapur. And so he loses his ferocious aspect for the devotees. For the non-devotees, he may be ferocious, but he has a very big mouth. Now you can see with this chandan, you can actually see how big his mouth is. A big, big smile he's got. He's laughing. You can see quite clearly the chandan. But when, especially when he first appeared here, there was a few pastimes. And one was with a devotee called Baba Siddhi Prabhu, the Brahmachari. He was doing the puja and he was sleeping in the long, this long building here. We have the ground floor, there were the basement. We used to have bunk beds, you know, one top bed on top of another. This is a Brahmachari ashram at that time. So he woke up in the morning, the bunk was moving, and he thought, you know, the other devotees getting out the bunk to go to Mangalartik, and the bed's shaking. So he opened his eyes, saw Lord Nrisimhadev was sitting on the end of the bed. Oh, he was he was really scared. And Lord Nrisimhadev said, "Don't be scared, no need to be so scared." And he tried to get up from his bed, and Lord Nrisimhadev put his hands, and he said it felt like the weight of the whole universe was on my body. And he had little marks there for many years, maybe they're still there. He had little marks on his. And Lord Nrisimhadev said, "There's no need to be so scared when you're doing my puja. You should worship me peacefully." We were hearing so many stories when he first came, you know, with all in and great anticipation and anxiety. So Lord Nrisimhadev said, "No need to be so scared when you're doing my worship." And he said another thing. He said, "When you wake in the morning, when you come to wake me up," he said, "you put that strong spotlight on my face." He says, "You should have a little small light first, night light." Switch a small light first, and after you can put the bigger light. And then Lord Nrisimhadev disappeared. And Baba Siddhi, he was running up and down the corridor, and devotees, "What's happening? What's happening?" He couldn't say anything. Eventually, he ran over to the temple and he gave his before Mangalarti, run to the temple and he gave his Dandavat Pranam in front of Lord Nrisimhadev temple. Then he became a little pacified. Then he went back to the Brahmachari ashram. And afterwards, I wondered why everybody was staring at me. He said, "When I realized I only had my coping on." Nrisimhadev Bhagavan ki jai. Another time he appeared in the Gopinath Mandir. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj's mat. They worship the Nrisimhadev there also. But you know Bodhan Maharaj, he's the Acharya there now. This is before he was, when Puri Maharaj was living, he was a disciple. He now became the Acharya there. But anyway, he said on the Nrisimhachatadasi, he was chanting about midnight and then he was kind of dozing off. And then he saw Lord Nrisimhadev was in his room. And he was there for some time and then he left. And then he told his Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj said, "Immediately go and do some worship for Lord Nrisimhadev." So then he explained to me, he came here. And he told me the story there. And he said, "It was your Lord Nrisimhadev, this Nrisimhadev, with eight hands." He had the red dress on. He described his dress. So, I think Lord Nrisimhadev was happy to be here at the Dharma. He was sometimes taking a walk here and there and going to different places. And another time was, there was a Mataji from South America, and she asked me that, I want to give some mangoes to Lord Nisringa. I said, it's around the season, you won't get it now, because it's Gopanima festival time. And I said, you maybe I'll get in Calcutta, they're having cold storage. I said, what do you want to get mango for? She said, well, I had a dream. Lord Nisringadev came in my dream. And it was a long dream. We were walking through the fields and he was holding my hand. We're just walking. Talking. And one time I asked him, how can I serve you? He said, well, I like mangoes. You can give us some mangoes. So then after the at the end of the Gopanima festival, again she came, she had a big bag of mangoes. She said, here, I got the mangoes, you can please offer to Lord Nisringadev. So I was telling the pujaris, this Mataji is so lucky. Lord Nisringadev appeared in her dream, held her hand, talking to her personally, gave her instruction. So fortunate. And she said, yes, that's, I didn't tell you all the dream, there's more to the dream. I can tell you now. She said, I told my Guru Maharaj, said, don't say anything. But now I can tell you. So Lord Nisringadev said to me, my pujari is very dear to me. In 1 or 2 days, I'm going to take him back to Godhead. She said, oh, no, don't do that. We like our pujari also. Don't take him back. Lord Nisringadev said, okay. Then I'll take one of your leaders away. About 2 days after that, Srila Gopinda Maharaj, for no apparent reason, he left his body. There was another Mataji, Gokulananda's Prabhu's wife, Vidya. Atma Vidya Mataji. So she paying her obeisance in front of Lord Nisringadev and she said, ever since my childhood I had a problem with my eyes. If you can cure my eyes, Lord Nisringadev, it'll be good, because it's interfering with my service. Just before this, one devotee, Lakshmi Kanta, he used to collect gems and different stones. He had these cat's eyes, it was a brown stone. And he said he wanted to offer them as eyes for Lord Nisringadev. So we tried them, and they were really beautiful. And we're like, no eyes, and big brown eyes. They look very good. Cat's eyes. And so we put them on Lord Nisringadev. So she was making the prayer, and then she heard a voice, like from within and without. He said, you tell the pujaris to give back my eyes. So she was just, was it just my mind speaking with it? Then she heard again, don't worry about your eyes. You go and tell Pujari to give back my eyes. And she was lying there, what shall I do? I don't know what to do. And again the voice said, just go up in the Pujari room upstairs. Tell the Pujari to give my eyes back. So she came up and she told me the story. And I said, okay, we'll meditate on it, because lots of people have dreams, and some are pretty strange dreams. You can't manifest every dream that you have. Some are pretty weird, you know. Pujari nightmares, we call them. Some deities are gone, or the deities are... So Pankhanga said, okay, I'll check. So he started checking around, and he was asking our neighbors, mentally she's okay, she's not a bit wacky or anything like that. No, she's a very sober Mataji, very sane, nothing. So I was sitting in front of Lord Nisringadev just meditating on that aspect. And then I guess he gave me some indication or inspiration. And he was like, I'm Ukra Nisringa, you give me these big, beautiful doe-like eyes. I want my red eyes back. I'm angry. I'm supposed to be all greenish. And you give me these big doe, the brownie doe eyes. Give me back my eyes. It was just like a feeling. Oh yeah, that's why. That's what it is. He's all greenish. So then we change back again. Maybe his red eye back again. And the next day, her daughter came to the Mongol Arctic. She saw it. She went back home. She said, "Mummy, mummy, the Lord Nrsingadev's got his eyes back. Original light. Oh, this morning when I woke up, she said, my problem, my eye also almost finished. And my old problem. I want the Nrsingadev key." Okay, it's 8 o'clock. Time for the appearance of Lord Nrsingadev. Midday, that's morning appearance. Nrsingadev Bhagavan ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda.